With Kerala reporting over 22,000 cases for a second day, the centre has decided to send a six-member team headed by the NCDC chief to aid the state's efforts. Uma Sudhir explores whether the Kerala model and its good practices are now ironically proving to be its undoing.
The answer to why Kerala is reporting more than 50% of the country's COVID cases isn't the latest ICMR sero survey that says only 44% of Kerala's population has antibodies to fight COVID infection, whereas it is 65% for the rest of the country.
The seroprevalence study conducted by the ICMR shows that the number of people or the percentage of people who have antibodies in their body is almost around 42%, which shows that our preventive mechanism was very good. Our system is always to test, trace and treat.
Even the 44% seropositivity in Kerala is not just due to infection but also vaccination. Kerala has already vaccinated over half of its adult population with at least one dose. The centre is concerned about Kerala, as in the last 8 weeks, average daily new cases have jumped by 13%. Daily deaths have been between 97 and 174. Weekly positivity rate has been between 10.5% and 14.8%, but never below 10%.
The hospital admissions are also gradually increasing, and we have around 3,200 hospital admissions in the last 24 hours. The major concern is that if the hospitals are getting filled, if the hospital gets, you know, is saturated, we cannot afford to have more beds, then it's going to be a huge problem for the health infrastructure in Kerala.
The much lauded Kerala model has perhaps, in a sense, become its undoing, as virus exposure has been low. The challenge for Kerala is now to fast-track vaccinations even more so that they can slow the rate of infection and bring down hospital admissions, severity and mortality. With SP Babu in Thiruvananthapuram and camera person Nagaraju, Uma Sudhir, NDTV.
Well, joining us now, Dr. Sulfi Noo, is the state president-elect of the Indian Medical Association. Dr. in Kerala, Dr. Rajiv Jayadevan joins us from Kochi. He's with the Sunrise Group of Hospitals. And Dr. Deepak Davidson joins us from Kottayam. He's with the Caritas Hospital and Research Institute. I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us. Dr. Noo, what explains the numbers in the last couple of weeks in Kerala?
Yeah, if you look at the last 2 days' statistics, maybe 3 days' statistics, we have the test done per day, it was around 2 lakhs, 1.8 lakhs, 1.6 lakhs. Usually, we used to do around 1 lakh plus, 1.2 lakhs. Suddenly, there was an increase. We have increased the number of testing. And that's why the total number of cases has gone beyond 20,000. That is just because of the total number of tests. But having said that, we cannot ignore that the test positivity is still high. It's around, today it is around 13 point something. And it has never gone.
So it's great, Dr. Noo, that the tests are being done. But the tests are indicating that there are cases of people who are unwell. So given the fact that they are unwell, do we know why that's happening?
Yeah, actually, what you can see is that only in the last couple of days, the hospital admissions were increased. Hmm. Since we were able to vaccinate a substantial number, serious illness, the people who needs ventilations, ICU beds, oxygen, that definitely has come down. Okay. But definitely, the test positivity has gone up, and now the hospital admissions are also increasing, at a very, very, very slow pace. But still, it is a point of concern.
Okay. Dr. Jayadevan, only 44% of Kerala's population has antibodies, as against 65% for the rest of the country, according to this ICMR, Indian Council for Medical Research, Sero survey. Again, why is that the case? And is that something which we should be concerned about?
Definitely. This is a major factor that determines the curve of a pandemic in a region. For instance, if we compare the progress of the pandemic to a forest fire, a forest fire can only burn through dried trees. So if there is fuel, the fire burns. So in Kerala, there's plenty of fuel. There are plenty of dried trees, which is a metaphor for people who are vulnerable. That is, people who don't have antibodies, either through natural infection or through vaccination. So if only 44% have been protected in one way or the other, you have a vulnerable 70 odd lakh people who are exposed to this fast spreading virus, which incidentally is spreading quickly indoors and much faster than the previous variant at higher case, higher viral loads. Faster in the sense the incubation period, that's the time for onset of symptoms, has dropped from 5 days to 2 days. And people who are vaccinated, who are fully vaccinated, are also picking up the virus in their nose and throats and spreading it around without knowing. They're not getting sick, but they're spreading it around. So people who are vaccinated and unvaccinated need to be extra careful while dealing with people in on social visits or going to a store or going to work. Everybody has to wear a mask. Having said that, Kerala's mask-wearing compliance has been exemplary right from the start of the pandemic. So that is not a problem here. But there is a concern about the number of cases. But that being said, the testing system of Kerala has been well acknowledged. That
the numbers of tests are very, very high. It's extremely commendable. I mean, the idea is to find out, you know, how unwell people are or how okay people are. But let me just go across to Dr. Davidson as well. Kerala is vaccinated, as I understand it, over half of its adult population with at least one dose. Now, that's not great by, you know, I mean, compared to many other countries, but by Indian standards, that's actually quite good. And yet you've got these numbers of cases as well. So I'm just trying to understand what that means. Does it basically also indicate that a single dose is not effective enough in warding off infection?
Yeah, well, the present data, whatever you know, it says that when you get a single dose of jab for your population, then you are not trying to totally remove the infection from your population. It's like the chances of hospital admissions are going to be significantly less. The chances of ICU admissions are going to be significantly less. And you could also reduce the death rates by approximately 95%, which means that when you have somebody, when you have a majority of the population being vaccinated, it gives you lot of protection from acquiring a severe infection. That is, the case fatality rate is going to be significantly less. Not that the number of cases are going to be very significantly less. But of course, that too is going to help us out. But if you look at the present data, which says that above 45 years of our adult population in Kerala, about 75% is vaccinated with a single jab compared to almost 50% of the national average. Mm. And when you look at people who have got two jabs, it's almost 20% compared to 7% of national average. Again, it means to say that, again, the number of vaccinated cases are significantly more compared to the other states. And again, the chances of getting severe infection, chances of affecting the healthcare system, a lot of patients getting admitted into ICUs are going to be significantly less.
Right. Just one more question to you, Dr. Jayadevan. A point that you were mentioning, you know, asymptomatic carriers. Is that something that worries you? You know, because you're trying to get an idea of why it's spreading. Are there hot spots? Are there huge gatherings? There was this recent case which came up in the Supreme Court as well on Bakr Eid. Is that something which it's probably too early to see if that's had an impact? But, you know, I mean, with vaccinated people or single vaccinated people, are you as a medical practitioner seeing a rising possibility of asymptomatic people transmitting the infection?
In fact, if there is one thing that's worrying me, it is exactly what it is. That is, there is a substantial number of people who have received the vaccine and not being adept at immunology, they honestly believe that they're completely bulletproof to the virus. And so that this affects their behavior in the public. So they may drop their guard a little bit. And if you talk to somebody who is older and vulnerable, you may actually give them the virus. So that is a problem. And that is actually happening on the ground. And if you multiply that to n number of homes in the country or in the world, that is one way the pandemic is going to spread over the next few months all around the world, not just in Kerala. And America is already seeing it. So you heard Dr. Fauci say that, you know, masks are back and vaccinated people are spreading the infection. You just heard that today.
Dr. Nuhu, you know, is there a worry for the rest of the country? If, for example, here in Delhi, the numbers are minimal. for finally? In parts of Maharashtra, other big cities, the numbers are minimal. At least that's what we believe, that they are minimal. Assuming that they are, is there a real worry that this could result in some sort of a spread, and that this could in fact be an indicator that the second wave is not over, or this could in fact initiate the beginning of a third wave?
Yeah, we can always say that it's definitely there's a probability that we can go into the third wave without touching the baseline. Having said that, I will say that, you know, you cannot just say that it's just a Kerala trigger, Maharashtra trigger, or Delhi trigger, or whatever. You know, it's just a pandemic, and we have to think globally. And so that's why you see if the Kerala is becoming one center, we have to do the necessary thing to control that. You know, even I just cannot say that the Kerala is the reason. And if at all the Kerala is going to be a trigger point, then we have to act now. And definitely, I'll time and again say that the vaccination is definitely the most important thing, and we are short of, even though the vaccination rate is a little high compared to many other states, we are having a lot of susceptible population at the moment, and so the vaccination definitely has to be. And moreover, the second point is we need to have a zero surveillance study district-wise in Kerala. Not only in Kerala, probably in Maharashtra also.
Sure.
Because you know, we have to find out if at all there are any other reasons. The sample studied by the ICMR is very, very small, and we have to do.
All right. Point taken, sir. There needs to be a larger study. I'd like to thank you, gentlemen, very much for being with us. The numbers in Kerala are a matter of huge concern, but the fact that the death rate is still relatively low indicates that the vaccines do appear to be working in preventing death, and that's what doctors say that they do at this stage: severe infection and death. They are still very effective in dealing with those two scenarios.